Senator Al Simpson. American tax dollars should not be used to finance congressional campaigns. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Just last week, the old federal treasury laid out over $25 million to this current crop of presidential aspirants, Ted. By law, the federal government matches the funds of the presidential candidate's private donations. When a candidate accepts those matching funds, he agrees to abide by certain federal requirements. These matching fund programs have ballooned beyond all reason, Ted. Projections are that the 1988 expenditures will reach nearly $176 million. It's like an entitlement program for presidential candidates. And now, in your zeal and vigor to limit campaign spending of those running for the U.S. House and Senate, you would set up a similar program. Bad idea, Ted. The American people must not be asked to finance our campaigns through their own tax dollars. Let them do it through private donations.
Say it ain't so, Al. You sound like the man in the Isuzu commercial. Public financing of presidential elections is one of the most successful reforms of the 20th century, right up there with Social Security, Medicare, and civil rights. You weren't in the Senate for Watergate, Al, but you weren't in diapers either. A major part of the scandal was the massive fat cat financing that corrupted the 1972 presidential election. The stench was so great that Congress put tough limits on private contributions, and public financing filled the gap. At a single stroke, we put the fat cats out of business in presidential campaigns and took presidential elections off the auction block. It could work for congressional elections too, Al, if you right-wingers would stop filibustering and let the majority work its will. What are you waiting for, Al? A Watergate scandal in Congress? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on my new idea to save for college education. Even President Reagan likes it. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.